This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been the week, it would seem, for news about comic books. We told you a couple of days ago about the death of Archie Andrews. And there was news as well from Marvel, the folks behind the Avengers and Spider-Man, to name just a couple. First of all, Thor, the big burly Norwegian one with the hammer, is going to be a woman. And Captain America is going to be black. It's a bit of a sea change for an industry that has historically had no shortage of white guys on its pages. Will Moss is an editor at Marvel for the Thor series. Will, thanks for coming on.
Thanks. Good to be here.
I'm going to quote you to yourself in this press release. You say the inscription on Thor's hammer reads, "Whosoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor." Well, you said it is time to update that inscription.
Right.
How come?
Well, it all really came from the writer, Jason Aaron. The story, he's been writing Thor for about 2 years now, and it just kind of sprung from where he was taking the character. Thor has a tradition of other people holding the hammer and being Thor for a while.
And she then becomes one of the Avengers.
Well, yes. More than likely she will.
What do you mean,
but it's
well,
not,
yes. You don't know yet?
For right now, she's just figuring things out. Like,
well, it's got to be tough, right? Somebody says to you, hey, you're Thor now, and here you go.
Yeah, Thor doesn't actually give her the title. She finds his hammer. He's unable to lift up his hammer, and this mysterious woman picks it up. So for a while, Thor's not even sure who she is. I'm sorry, the old Thor's not even
right.
sure who she is.
See, even you're confused.
Thor is now simply Odin's son.
That's
how Odin's he's going by.
Yeah, the son of Odin, right, of course.
Exactly. It's like his last name, basically.
On a related, but I get completely different comic book universe, Captain America now is going to be a black guy, we learned the other day?
That's right. Sam Wilson, the Falcon, is his partner, is taking over for Captain America.
So Marvel Comics is just changing all things up.
But again, even that is something that came from the writer of that title. It just happens to be around the same time, so we've kind of found a way to, you know, package it all together at once.
Acknowledging that this isn't necessarily your bailiwick, I wonder, and I guess evidence would be that you're on the radio now with me, I wonder how the folks who are in charge of business strategy and marketing at Marvel Comics feel about this.
Well, I think, I can't necessarily speak to that, but this is something that is bringing attention. It's bringing new readers. It's bringing new eyes. That's how we look at it. It's just a way to broaden our audience, to make characters that more people would be interested in, to reach different groups of people.
What happens if it doesn't work, man?
Well, it's a risk with any story. I mean, any story we tell, there's a risk, I guess, that it might not take. But we've got a lot of faith in the writers and the artists that we work with. And so we roll the dice on anything. But because of that faith we have in them, we usually have, you know, pretty good returns.
Can the comic book consuming public expect the same kind of Thor stories now that she's a she instead of a he?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's going to be right off the bat, she's going to be fighting frost giants from the Nine Realms. I mean, she's getting right into the thick of things, doing the same kind of stuff that Odin's son used to do when he still had the hammer.
Will, thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Will Moss, he is an editor at Marvel Comics, talking about Thor being a she.